Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's been a busy day. Hearings on Benghazi, the first fiscal cliff meeting since the president's re-election, and increased tensions in the Middle East. We're going to keep an eye on all of it, but start a bit of a week roundup today with today's closed-door House and Senate Intelligence Committee hearings into Benghazi. A big question going in, how much did the CIA know at the time about the nature of the attack? This morning, New York Republican Congressman Peter King said that in a September 14th briefing, then-CIA Director David Petraeus was not positive that it was a terrorist attack, but had this to say today.
General Petraeus, his testimony today was that from the start, he had told us that this was a terrorist attack or the terrorists involved from the start. I told him my questions, I had a very different recollection of that. The clear impression we were given was that the overwhelming amount of evidence was that it was arose out of a spontaneous demonstration and was not a terrorist attack.
But Senate Democrat Kent Conrad emerged from his committee hearing to say the former CIA director was consistent in his testimony. And Conrad defended U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice, who's become a lightning rod for Republican criticism.
What is very clear is that Ambassador Rice used the talking points that the Intelligence Committee had all signed off on. That is very, very clear. So criticisms of her are completely unwarranted.
But according to Congressman King, the Republican, Petraeus today said his use of the word terrorism back in September was removed before Rice got those talking points. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, so let's review. We have Petraeus today reportedly saying there was no cover-up. He always knew and said that there were terrorists. But to complicate things further, CNN reported earlier today that Petraeus actually said he knew right away it was a militia with perhaps sympathies for al-Qaeda, not necessarily terrorist, which is, you know, that's very different for some people. Did we get clarity today?
We did not, and I don't think that any of the answers are going to be satisfied fully. I think we still need to hear from Secretary Clinton. We need to hear from Susan Rice and others on this. But it is a bit of a fog of war type of response that we're hearing. I do think that Peter King mentioned some of the inconsistencies in what the intelligence community has said about this, and I think the suggestion by David Petraeus today that what he was putting out and what his office was hearing different than the unclassified talking points that got out, I think that just further complicates this the story here, and it's still not clear why Susan Rice was so definitive in saying that it wasn't a terrorist organization or a terrorist attack behind this, when in fact we know something quite different now.
Well, it just gets so complicated. We were, you know, watching this unfold earlier on CNN. CNN reportedly had a source that was telling them what Petraeus was going to say. What the source said was that Petraeus would say he knew it was a militia with perhaps ties to al-Qaeda. But what the banner on the screen read is Petraeus says he knew it was terrorists. You know, that's, you know, maybe a nuance, but those are two different things. So, you know, a lot of fog here. Meanwhile, we should just mention in passing that David Petraeus was asked right off the start about his affair. And he said adamantly it had nothing to do with his stepping down and nothing to do with Benghazi.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it was important for him to clear the air on that. There was a lot of question as to whether he'd testify, whether his resignation was in some way an attempt to not be part of this. Of course, he had been in Libya just a few weeks ago to do his own investigation, so important to members of Congress that we actually hear from the man who was in charge of the CIA when this attack occurred.
Okay, just a couple of things from the week that point out how stressful this has been. Senator John McCain missed a closed-door hearing on Benghazi yesterday in order to have a news conference calling for a Watergate-style investigation into Benghazi, but then when he was asked by CNN why he wasn't there, he got a little testy. Let's listen.
Well, it was a scheduling error, and by the way, I just came from a briefing. This is why we need one committee, by the way, because four different committees, three of which I am members of, are having different hearings. It was a scheduling error. I can assure you that I got all the information, and in future hearings, I'll have all the information.
Rick Klein, that was actually John McCain sort of brushing off early testiness with a CNN reporter who had said, why weren't you, if you're so concerned about Benghazi, why weren't you there? And he said, and I paraphrase, who the hell are you to ask me where I should be? Brushing it off and laughing, but there's a lot at stake for Republicans in particular here, I would think.
There is, and the fact that they're calling for more answers, you'd want to be at the hearings where they're beginning to give some answers. I think that was a little bit of embarrassment for Senator McCain to not be there. But look, we've got, now that Congress is back after the election, increasing calls for more information on this. I think the pressure is going to rise for kind of Watergate-style commission
I was going to say, Rick, sorry to interrupt, but there's also murmurs and whiffs of the I word, impeachment. Is this setting the table for that?
I don't think that's going to happen, and I think Republicans, if they want to spend their time thinking about that, then they're consigning their party to a long time in the minority. I think more thinking Republicans on this will say, obviously there were mistakes made, and we have to figure out what it was. But short of some huge bombshell, literally on the scale of a 911 type call that the president wasn't answering, I just can't imagine that Republicans want to even begin to have that conversation.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. Thanks as always.
Thank you.